we want everybody to enjoy the bank holiday weekend and have fun on the water. And you can do that and still stay safe. The two things aren't exclusive. And some of our top tips would be always check the weather and the tides before you head out. And if you're, for instance, walking the shoreline, be aware of incoming tides that might cause you to be stranded. So our high tides in the northwest are in the late morning, so between 9 and 11 o'clock this weekend. But always check the tide times before you go to the coast. Be aware of rip currents. If you get pulled out in a strong current, don't fight against the current. Let it take you out to sea and float on your back. Or if you think you're able, swim parallel to the beach until you break free of the current, because they exist in narrow channels. But always, always, if you're in trouble in the water, just float onto your back. That's a really good life-saving technique. Always swim with others. Never go alone. Always swim within your depth and stay within your depth. So a good idea is always swimming parallel to the beach and not swimming out to sea. When you're on the water, always wear a life jacket or a buoyancy aid. That gives you that really important survival time, that flotation. And then a really basic tip is always let someone ashore know where you're going and when you'll be back. That way, if you're overdue, we know where we can start a search.
And I guess as a key point that, as you were highlighting, is that these appeals, they're by no means telling people not to go near the water, but it's just about being aware and being as educated as possible and being prepared, I guess, too.
Yeah, of course. It's like what we have a little motto, and that's, you know, have fun and stay safe. You know, the two things can be done just by taking some really simple precautions that we talk about there. And yeah, just a bit of preparation. We know that the weather changes a lot in this country, so always checking the weather, always checking the tides, have a means of flotation, have a means of communication. If you get in trouble, float on your back. If you see someone in trouble, call 999 or 112. Don't get in the water.